Come on, okay.
There's my email. You got all my phone numbers, but that's my email.
I think we need to address that, and I'm looking for, you know, some feedback from y'all relative to what you think your needs are going to be relative to PC. If we can, give some back, I think, and reduce our over.
And you get experience with this because I've just been assisting with the Columbia Accident Investigation Board for those 7 months. Also want to introduce my team, Lillian Hudson.
Our console.
If something needs to be done, you know, right. You know, oftentimes the action requests, I guess, is really their official name, but we track problems.
Is it a push or pull system? Do they have? Are they asking you to do things? Or
they're asking us to do things.
Or you can recommend
You know, typically, the first line of defense, so to speak, the guys that are going to see problems initially are going to be the flight control team. Mm-hmm. The flight control team also tracks. But it was, I don't recall there was any kitten. It was a, we saw it, I think, when I forget what fan it was. It was a, water coolant loop, a redundant water coolant loop that we ran every 4 hours throughout the mission, for example. You know, prevent freezing that loop. Normally when that pump started up, you'd see a little dip in the AC tube.
HUD with a hard drive, a couple of torsos attached to that donning stand, and then they put on the bottom or like the pants and then wiggle up into it. You kind of see the crew member getting in on that there right now, getting out of the suit. A normal suit to get here is 6 hours.
Sort of been building on, put it together in a timeline. The instructor kind of puts together, you're going to do, you change out this box and then this and this. You talk through it and then you come and you prep yourself and walk. By the end, they're not saying anything. They're kind of watching these guys.
We might have a cap coming.
Flight directors will come out sometimes. So everyone kind of goes through the whole script.
If you're trying to develop a new, you also can't really practice. It's not zero G, so if you're on your head trying to do something, you can feel the blood pulling
the in your head. If you're not a tight suit in the fit, you may fall from the front to the back if you're laying in the suit, and all of a sudden you come out of your gloves. So fit in here.
Okay.
What do you do?
But you wouldn't experience that.
On orbit? You still want to be kind of tight, but it's less.
Mm-hmm.
Probably the umbilical cord.
And then it goes straight.
This is the space station as it exists.
Actually, I said,
the experience. I have to fit it in and push it and actually squeeze.
Right. 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 So you practice with this in the water, you don't practice.
No, that goes in the water.
That comes around.
Okay. But this is what you're translating.
Oh. I mean, everything's working fine. I don't have a problem. Man, you know,
after
a
run.
Okay.
You
set that EDA on to be about 6 hours. How long would you say it will take you?